Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Thursday, June 30th, and I'm your host, Julie Morgan. Our top stories: Grayscale, Rent, and Turbulence. And later, Spirit, Unity, Xerox, and Llamas. Ahead of the opening bell today, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down and all by more than 1%. The Dow is down 1.1%, the S&P is down 1.3%, and the NASDAQ is down 1.4%. We'll get another look at futures as well as the world markets, crude oil, and commodities in a few minutes. In the earnings spotlight today, Constellation Brands, Walgreens Boots Alliance, and Micron. In our day watch, the release of quarterly results allowed General Mills to set a new 52-week high. Shares also received a support from a raised dividend, ending the session higher by more than 6%. GIS reported a quarterly profit that beat expectations by more than 10%. Sales also exceeded expectations, rising 8% to $4.89 billion. GIS raised its dividend to 6%. Based on the earnings report, GIS rallied $4.43 to close at $74.72. The advance added to a recent upswing, with the stock pushing above its previous 2022 closing peak. Shares, which have climbed about 11% year-to-date, also established a new intraday 52-week high of $75. Disappointing earnings and a major leadership shakeup sparked selling in Bed Bath & Beyond. The home products retailer saw its stock plunge almost 24% after announcing the departure of its CEO. The company revealed that Chief Executive Mark Tritton will step down from his position, with independent board member Sue Gove taking over on an interim basis. They also named a new Chief Merchandising Officer. The changes came as the company revealed a wider-than-expected loss for Q1, with sales that tumbled 25% from last year. Gross margins also contracted significantly. The news sent Bed Bath & Beyond stocks lower by $1.54, with the stock finishing the session at $4.99. During the day, shares also reached an intraday 52-week low of $4.90. BBBY has dropped 85% over the past year. Now our top stories. Freddie Mac will start accepting rent payment history in the mortgage application process. It won't make a home purchase any less expensive, but some first-time homebuyers may have an easier time getting approved for a mortgage. Starting July 10th of 2022, Freddie Mac will consider on-time rent payments as part of its loan purchase decisions. With the borrower's permission, lenders and brokers can submit bank account data to identify 12 months of on-time rent payments. The CEO of Shell says the world is headed for a turbulent period in oil and gas markets for some time to come, as spare capacity is running very, very low. Shell CEO Ben Van Beurden said global demand for oil and gas is still recovering despite economic and COVID-19 challenges, but the world's oil refining system is running flat out, which is driving up refining margins and prices of gasoline and diesel. Russia has curbed gas supplies to Europe, which has forced buyers to turn to liquefied natural gas imports and cause concerns about supplies ahead of peak demand in winter. But Van Beurden believes it will be impossible to cover the entire pipeline gas capacity out of Russia with LNG. Van Beurden's outlook for oil is not much better, saying spare capacity from OPEC isn't as much as the market thinks or hopes, while demand has reached pre-pandemic levels and will continue to increase for years. The CEO also pointed to a $1 trillion decline in investment in the oil and gas industry during the past 3 years that would have happened in normal circumstances. Meanwhile, Reuters is reporting that workers at ExxonMobil's refinery in southern France have gone on strike, demanding higher wages. And growing concerns over the crypto industry has prompted the SEC to deny an application to convert the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust into the first spot ETF. Grayscale has $13 billion of assets under management. Grayscale is suing the SEC in response after the agency felt its product failed to meet requirements designed to prevent fraudulent and manipulative acts and protect investors and the public interest. Now a word from Seeking Alpha.
Seeking Alpha's 4th of July sale. Celebrate your financial independence with 50% off Seeking Alpha's premium membership. Go to SeekingAlpha.com now. Seeking Alpha. Be a better investor. Conditions apply.
Other stories to look out for. There was supposed to be a shareholder vote today of Spirit Airlines on the deal with Frontier, but that's not happening. The vote has been delayed again until Friday, July 8th, just more than a week away. Unity Software has laid off hundreds of staffers in broad-ranging cuts. Unity Software makes a game development engine behind many popular video game hits. Media reports say just 2 weeks ago there was a meeting of its 5,000-plus workers, and the CEO then told employees that the company was not in financial trouble and no layoffs were imminent. However, the cuts have hit Unity offices worldwide. Xerox has announced the unexpected death of its CEO and vice chairman, John Vicenten. The company said he passed away Tuesday due to complications from an ongoing illness. Xerox named the company's president and chief operations officer as interim CEO. And immune particles found in the blood of llamas could provide strong protection against all COVID-19 variants. This is according to new research from the Mount Sinai School of Medicine. Researchers said that super immunity molecules called nanobodies could be developed into a fast-acting inhalable antiviral treatment or spray. Taking a look at the markets at 6:20 a.m., Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down. The Dow is down 1.1%, the S&P down 1.3%, and the NASDAQ is down 1.4%. Crude oil is down 0.2%. The FTSE in London is down nearly 1.8%. The DAX in Germany is down almost 2.4%. Japan's Nikkei is down 1.8%. Commodities. Brent is down 0.2%. Natural gas is down 0.1%. Gasoline is down 2.3%. Corn is down 0.9%. Soybeans is down 0.2%. And copper is down 1.7%. On today's economic calendar, at 8:30 a.m., personal income and outlays. At 3 p.m., farm prices. And at 4:30 p.m., the Fed balance sheet. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thanks for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, the Cannabis Investing Podcast and the Marketplace Roundtable Podcast, on those platforms as well. I'm your host, Julie Morgan. Go out and make it a great day.